out here. Better get on this end, KN4KBC.
Wonderful day, KJ4REZ.
VWA, mobile.
4VWA, KO4BVH.
VWA, how are you today, sir?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. I was listening to the radio when you put your call out there. What's your call sign and name?
4 Bravo Victor Hotel. Name is Brian. Think I might have talked to you before on the radio. Steve, is that it?
Yes, sir. You got me. Yep. So what are you up to today? Are you out working or what you doing?
Hanging out at the house. The restaurant I worked at has been closed, so I haven't worked in, I think this is the third week now.
A little bit. So, which restaurant was that?
Funyun. It's up in Saluda.
Funyun. How about that? Every once in a while, my wife and I like to take a little excursion and go up there. It's nice.
Yeah, I like it up there. It is nice. Small little town. Yep. It's in the summer, though, man. It's crazy how busy that little place can get.
Well, we went up there about, I guess it was about 2 weeks ago, and it was just flat. Dead ghost town.
Usually winters, it's pretty much a ghost town, but and then now, everything that's going on, yeah, restaurants are closed. There's not much there.
Hopefully, things will turn around in the next 2 weeks, and we'll get back out of this mess. But you know, from what I've heard, everything going on, just as soon as we come out of this mess, we're going to go back into impeachment and all the usual stupid stuff.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping, man. I've been trying to stay busy, just hanging out at home, planting some seeds, trying to get a garden going.
Well, that's the thing to do. Now, do you live up that way?
Greenville.
I don't know. Maybe you could get something over at Amazon. They're begging for people.
That's a good idea. Yeah, I might have to look into that. Hey, didn't you say a while back you had an HF radio that you were possibly thinking about selling?
As a matter of fact, I do. It's a ICOM IC-706 Mark II-G. And, for its day, it was a really good radio. As a matter of fact, it's still a pretty darn good radio today. It does a good job.
What do you want for it?
I would probably have to have 3.5 for it.
You want to give me your, I don't know if you want to give a phone number out on the radio. What about an email address or something?
I'll tell you what, I've got a business phone number. You can call me on my business line. It's 864-879-4228.
Roger. Well, I've had my general license. Well, I've only been licensed since February, but I went ahead and got my technician and general all at once. So, I really want to get on HF. I for sure can't afford new. I don't have $1,000 to spend on a radio.
Well, you can sure drop $1,000 on one in a screaming hurry, man. I'll tell you what, it's crazy, because I just did it on a new Yaesu FT991A. Whew! They're not cheap. I tell you what, now, this radio can either be mobile or a base.
Well, that sounds cool. I was looking at a couple of those. I think I might like that. Is it 100 watts?
K4VWA. Yeah, this is, it's a full output radio just like you'd get with any other fixed base.
88. All right. Yeah, that sounds good. There was another guy I talked to. He had a radio he was going to sell, but he wanted $500, and that thing is like 22 years old. I'm sure it still works good, but I don't know that I want to spend $500 on a radio that's that old.
This is an older radio also, but it is fully digital, and it does not have interface to go to a computer. But you can do FT8 on it. You can do CW on it. There's not a whole lot that you can't do on this radio. But I will tell you, I did something stupid as a beginner, Frank. I didn't know about the INT tone. You know, that's that tone that every time you key up, it'll put that tone out there. And I didn't even know it was doing it. And I didn't know what was going on. So I took it up to a guy in Hendersonville, or actually Arden, named Vlad. He is a former ICOM guy. And I let him check it over thoroughly. And he said it was in great shape and showed me how to turn the INT tone off. And I felt real dumb. So anyhow, that's all that was wrong with it. I just turned that off and... You know, it works great.
Funny. Well, I mean, you don't know, right?
Well, I will tell you this. Now, you know the RT Systems programming software?
I'm not familiar with that.
Okay, well, you can't use programming software to program this radio. You have to program it manually for your two meter and 440. Excuse me, I got the hiccups. But this thing is 80 through 440, and I mean it just does a great job.
That sounds pretty good. Oh yeah. Well, I just started learning Morse code, so. Do you do any of that?
No, since I got my 991, I've been doing FT8.
Yeah, cool. I don't have any money right now, because I haven't been working, but I'm working on. So, definitely, I will give you a call.
Well, listen, I'm in no big hurry to sell the thing, because I've got it sitting there right beside my 991, and I tune it up to 2 meter for the Blue Ridge Net. And do you ever check into the Blue Ridge Net?
Listened a couple times. Really, the only antenna that I have that's really good is the mobile on my vehicle. So most of the times, if I got to use the radio, I got to go sit out in the car. So I'm kind of lazy, and I usually just don't.
Okay, well, I tell you what, anytime that you want to hear this radio broadcast, just give me a call, and we'll get on the air and let you hear it broadcast to you, okay?
That sounds cool. Yeah, if the government sends us a stimulus check, I'll see, because my wife's still working, so I might be able to pull it off.
Well, Bud, you said your first name was Brian? Okay, Bud, I tell you what. I've done sales and service on X-ray equipment all my life, and I can generally get a good feel for people just in a casual conversation in very short order. I tell you what I'll do. If you will text to that number I gave you, your information, then I'll give you a call, and I'll tell you what I'll do. If you're really serious about this, I'm in no fuss. If you really want it, You know, we'll wait until you get a little bit of money and I'll just hold it for you.
Great, that's awesome. Yeah, thanks. Yeah, definitely. I want to get on the HF van, and then I stopped working and I kind of put all that off on hold, you know?
Now, you know you're going to have to get yourself an antenna.
That too. Now, will I have to buy an antenna tuner? Or does that pretty much depend on the type of antenna you're using?
I'll do. For an even $400, I've got an IDG 100 Pro that was matched for this thing. For an even $400, I'll even throw in the antenna tuner, and it integrates into the radio.
That sounds about perfect.
Damn, now I want it.
KJ4REZ, I'm just sitting here listening to you guys. That's a good deal on that radio. I've had many of them.
Well, solid radio, and, you know, they just work.
Yep, I was actually going to list my 756 Pro 2 on QTH.com just to trade for one of those. I miss having one. They're just a great radio.
Like I was saying to Brian a minute ago, if he passes on this thing, I'm going to give him first dibs on this thing. And for $400, that's a good deal with that matching tuner. So give him a little time, and if he doesn't want it for that, you just give me a holler. We'll talk some turkey.
QSL, yeah, he sounds like he's a novice at this, and I see those radios all day long. If they're in fairly, really good physical condition, $600 easy is what they go for, without the antenna tuner.
I'm down, definitely. Yeah, I will be definitely getting a hold of you. That sounds like a good deal.
Well, listen, I've also got an antenna. It's a little bit different, but it'll cover pretty much all the bands except 2 meter and 440. But we can talk about that too at a later point whenever you really get ready to jump, okay?
Yeah, thanks a lot. I do appreciate it. Yeah, I just don't have the money to be spending $100 or $1,000 on a new one, so, and I'm not real picky. As long as it works, I'm good.
Good, solid radio. And as a matter of fact, like I said, I made a mistake with it, had it checked out. Man told me it's as solid as a rock, ready to go. All right, bud, well, listen, I've got to get out of this car here and get some fuel before the E on my gas tank turns up to a W for walk. So I'll be out for about five or ten minutes here. Y'all continue on. Carry on. This is KN4BWA. Clear for temporary.
And, yeah, thanks again. I do appreciate it. The DBH.
What's up, Steve?
RJN, KN4BWA. What's up, Big John? I was just out collecting the last of this month's rent. So I can go by the bank to put it in, and I won't have to deal with my office building anymore until May. And I'm going to go out, and I'm going to top up the car, and I'm going to head for the barn.
Much traffic out there?
It's not heavy traffic on 85, but they're out there. They're running up and down the interstate. I don't know if it's any heavier or any less, but I think that's probably because everybody's out doing their last-minute stuff. before 5 o'clock today, which is probably a smart thing to do because, you know, if you abide by it like we're supposed to, folks like me, probably folks like you too, don't have an excuse to get out. We're going to be stuck at the house for a while.
Yeah, well, what can I say? I may have to go to the store after a while. I'm out of beer.
Here. Steve is here. You run short? Give me a call. Get over to me.
Well, I consider that an essential supply, don't you?
Yeah, I guess you could say that. Hey, you can ride your bicycle over there. Hey, do like George Jones back in the old days. Ride your riding lawnmower over.
Kind of mowed the grass the other day, and I emptied out the gas can. So before I can do that, I've got to go get gas for the lawnmower.
No. Well, no, you know what? I'm not even sure that going to get fuel is a, well, I don't know. Seeing I'm not going to talk out of turn like some folks do, I don't know if that would be an essential trip or not.
Could be. And then, since the gun stores are open, we can, we can run to the gun store and get ammunition, so we ought to be able to get fuel.
Now, you know what? That is kind of an interesting concept that we should be able to go buy ammunition and firearms as an essential thing.
Watching that news conference, and one of the reporters asked the governor, says, why are the firearm stores open? He says, well, that's the Second Amendment right. And I thought, well, what happened to the First Amendment?
Yep. But you know what? All the other states, like Georgia, North Carolina, Virginia, all of them, they did the same thing for some reason. Firearms and places that sell ammunition were considered essential, and they left them open. So, I don't know why or what the reasoning is, but they're all also doing the same thing.
Liquor stores are open. Those are two essential services there, firearms and liquor. They go so well together.
That's a southern tradition right there. Get you a six-pack and a hunting shotgun and go get you a deer. Put back in there, contact.
4REZ, Floyd.
And how are you today on this pretty beautiful sunshiny day, sir?
Doing all right. I dug this old mobile I've had since the 80s out of the shed there and made a little pigtail 19-inch coax antenna hanging out of the back of it, talking out of my house here.
Have you noticed that there's a lot of folks that weren't active are all of a sudden becoming active now? Like this gentleman here, and I have nothing against it. Glad to have you back. Hope you stay active after this whole mess is gone. But a lot of folks with a lot of time on their hands get their radios out and go to broadcasting.
JN4JN, well, ham radio is the ultimate social distancing tool, so what can I say?
Set up, just that gets kind of boring, and I said, you know what, I know I got an old 2 meter somewhere. So I just kind of dug it out there. Just been, only had it hooked up for a couple hours now, but kind of enjoying it. I thought 2 meter was a thing of the past. KJ4REZ.
On the very, very first part of that, but as far as 2 meter being a thing of the past, well, there's a lot of us on it that are things of the past.
QSL. Yeah, I don't know. Pretty cool. I haven't tried to find any of the other repeaters. My display's broke, so I actually found this frequency off of my HT by keying it until I scanned and found it. Kind of complicated, but I was able to find it.
What's your location?
I'm out here in Taylor's.
Oh, you're not far away at all. Yeah, there's a couple more in Greenville now. That like there's two on Paris Mountain, and there's let's see, there's John. Help me out. What is Mount Mitchell? 145, 190? I believe it is. Now say it again.
Is that the N2GE call sign on that repeater?
I believe it is, yes, sir. N2GE, and located up on Mount Mitchell, and if you really want to get out, that's a good place to do it. It'll take you almost up into Virginia. But that repeater has got kind of a reputation of being the Wild Wild West.
Yeah, the freak on that is 14519. No.
5190 is Mount Mitchell. And that'd be a good one to hit if you could hit it. And for Taylor's, you ought to be able to do that. Are you still in there?
Having a hard time keying it. Say again, you dropped out.
Yep, 145190 is Mount Mitchell. And that's a good one to hit. That would get you some pretty good range.
External antenna. Like I said, I just made a little 19 1/4 inch little piece of coax, kind of a mini little J-pole, and I just screwed it into the back of the radio inside the house here. I don't know where this repeater is, but obviously I'm pretty close to it.
Negative. The repeater is up at the top of Caesar's Head Mountain, about 4 miles south of the North Carolina line. But it's a very good repeater.
Well, it must be, because I'm only running 5 watts because I can't go on high because I don't know what the SWRs are on this little pigtail antenna, but I am inside my house, and everybody's full quieting. I mean, I'm only getting about an S9 on the repeater, but it seems to be working okay. I'm sure the SWRs are through the roof, but at 5 watts, it really shouldn't bother anything, and this radio is so old, who cares, right?
Well, I tell you what, for I believe it's $34.95 on Amazon, you can get yourself a mag mount auto antenna and have it delivered within just about 2 days. And the SWR on that thing is so dead consistent, it's unreal. Man, you'd be all set.
Yeah, I have a couple of them, just little quarter wave ones out in the garage somewhere, the shed, I should say. I just got to dig through it and find that stuff because back in the 90s, I was into 2 meters big time and had many a 706s. We did a lot of single sideband 2 meter, and I kept a lot of that equipment. I wish I would have kept some of the 706 radios, but thought I'd hook this one up because I found it and just kind of monitor and just before I spend any money, just see if it was worth it because I just moved here from Florida. And down there, 2 meters is a thing of the past. It's very rare to find any traffic at all. And I'm finding up here, quite a few people are still using it.
Okay, 4BWA. Well, up here, you know, because we have the mountains nearby, man, we can set up a repeater on a mountaintop if we can... We can talk, well, as a matter of fact, I've used this repeater all the way into Columbia.
Well, there was a guy on here, I was using my HT, because that I've always kept with me, I always use that. And I thought I was listening to somebody talking on this one from Georgia, and then I thought like a week ago, and I could be wrong, does this repeater do EchoLink? There was a guy that was talking from Great Britain.
Oh, yeah. This repeater will do EchoLink. It'll do a couple other things, and it's a strong repeater. And we get guys that check in from Toccoa, Georgia, all the time on the 9 o'clock net. They run the net every night at 9 o'clock. Yeah, it's just a good, solid repeater. So, anyhow, where I was going with all that is the range... With these repeaters up here, everybody uses them for their mobile operations, and man, you can get some serious distance out of them.
Okay, Zed. All right, well, let me let it go if somebody else might want to get in there. Pleasure talking to you. I'm not running off, and I'm going to sit here and listen. But yeah, it's amazing. Like I said, I just moved here from Florida. And those repeaters, unless you got a really great antenna system on your car,
they didn't really go very far, maybe 20 miles or so, because it's so flat. And, you know, VHF is line of sight, so I don't have to explain that to you. So, yeah, the fact that these repeaters are up in the mountains, they do seem to reach really well. I mean, just on my little handy talkie there, I don't know. It's just amazing. It just blows my mind how well they work. All right, I'll let you go, and you mumble with care, and appreciate the conversation. I'll say 73. KJ4REZ.
There you go. Have a good afternoon, bud. KJ4REZ. 73. We had somebody else try to chime in there. Go ahead, contact.
4REZ. KN4. KBC. Well, you got some pigtail antenna. That's doing a really good job, because I wouldn't be able to talk into the next room here in the house doing that. So I don't know how you got that to work, but that's pretty good.
Coax, and we all know a quarter wave on 2 meters is 19 and a quarter inches, you know, plus or minus a 16th of an inch. And you disconnect the shield and fold it back and ground it. And you basically, it's not quite a J-pole, but it's similar. And it's literally, my HF stuff is on top of my desk, and my 2 meter rig is mounted like underneath on the shelf, and the coax is just hanging. It almost touches the floor, and I can't run it on high, or it freaks out because of the SWRs. So I leave it on 5 watts, and seems to be working okay.
I gotta tell you, it's working really good. Yeah, it sounds good back here. Definitely does a good job.
So I don't know, it's 35 years old or something. I wish the display wasn't messed up on it. Sometimes it works, sometimes it don't. So half the time you just have a blank screen, and then sometimes, like right now, it came back on, but never go back off. But other than that, I've always got really good audio reports on this thing. It's one of them old Olenco radios. It's a dual band with cross band repeat. I used to use it so I could use my HT and talk through this, but that quit working as well. Eventually, the thing will probably totally quit. I may have to buy another one, but in the meantime, anyhow, I do appreciate those flowers, and you sound pretty well into the machine as well. Are you mobile?
No, I'm on a base back here in Tacoa, but yeah, I mean, you're making the repeater real good.
I don't even have to put an outside antenna up. All right, well, I'll let you guys pick it up. You have a wonderful day. KJ4REZ.
KN4, KBC.
RJN, K4, VWA. You still in there, John?
Yeah, I'm here. What else is going on there, brother?
Well, I just got to brag on that kid with that strip coax antenna. I mean, he's laying it out there, isn't he? That's fantastic. So, yeah, just nothing else, huh? Just beating and bopping around, passing time until we can get back out. I was about, 3 or 4 days away from solidifying my plans for a vacation to go out west into Salt Lake and make a loop up around Jackson and come back around Mount Rushmore and back into Denver. But I tell you what, I'm just pretty much backed off on those plans altogether.
I think you're going into a hole there. You're getting pretty scratchy, but I caught most of that. Yeah, cross-country tour is probably not a good idea at this point.
Do it up in the end of August or first week or second week of September, sometime in that range.
Hopefully all this will be over by then, or at least died down some.
Hey, the news media is talking now. They're going after Trump about the estimated numbers, and you know, they're always after somebody about something, but anyhow, the news media was saying that this thing could flare back up in the fall. So, you know, with that said, I'm still kind of hesitant about going and trying to do anything then.
Well, yeah, if it dies out this summer, it'll be back in the fall. It's like the flu, you know, it's going to be back. And hopefully, hopefully by that time they'll either found a cure or at least a vaccine that they can get ready for the next iteration.
FDA gets involved, it'll take them 2 years to test it, another 2 years to certify it, and another year or so to let it out onto the market with the manufacturers they prefer. So, I'm not looking for anything like that anytime soon. I wish they'd fast-track it, but, you know, hey, that's our good government.
Well, some of them are fast-tracking it. There's one manufacturer that's competent enough in it. He's already started manufacturing it as soon as the FDA approves it, but which is a gamble on his part. But hey, you know, if I were a drug maker, I would definitely be hopping on that all over the place.
So you're telling me that they've already got a vaccination for it, that it's just in trial?
On the news the other day, I can't remember now who the manufacturer was, but they've come up with one that they think is pretty promising, and they're doing trials now and trying to fast track the approval process, but they've already started manufacturing it.
Well, I'll tell you something. If I were an older citizen in bad shape and in some of the circumstances that some of these folks are, I'd sure be volunteering to be a guinea pig. Sheesh. Oh, well. All right, well, listen, I've just destinated down here at Lowe's, and I'm going to go run in and see if I can get what I need, and I'll talk to you later, big guy. I'll be back out in about, probably 15 or 20 minutes. In the meantime, 73s, K4 BWA, clear.
Roger that. You stay safe. KN4RJN, I'm clear.